This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mexico and the United States are on Wednesday preparing to fly more Haitian migrants away from the chaotic U.S.-Mexico border camps as pressure mounts on U.S. President Joe Biden to stop expulsions of Haitians to their poor, disaster-hit homeland. U.S. authorities have deported more than 500 since Sunday from a camp housing thousands of mostly Haitian migrants on the U.S. side of the border by the small Texan city of Del Rio. Such deportation flights back to Haiti will continue, according to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. At the same time, Mexico has begun flying migrants away from the U.S. border, as well as sending some by bus towards its border with Guatemala in the south. U.S. politicians have criticized Biden's handling of the situation, with some opponents calling it a, quote, disaster. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said Wednesday Iran's top diplomat has assured him at their first meeting that Tehran is ready to restart talks on a nuclear deal soon. EU-mediated negotiations began in Vienna in April, aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear agreement between Tehran and world powers, an accord left in question after former U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew in 2018 and ramped up sanctions. The discussions involve the remaining parties seeking to persuade Washington to rejoin the deal and Iran to return to its nuclear commitments, and talks have been stalled since June when ultra-conservative Ibrahim Raisi was elected as Iran's president. An EU statement said Borrell, quote, underlined once again the great importance of a quick resumption of the Vienna talks at a meeting Tuesday with Iran's new diplomat on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. This is VOA News. Kosovo's prime